Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. And I always give background information for the new listeners. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice, and I am a certified Reiki master. In addition to that, I am an energy medicine practitioner, a certified metaphysician, life coach, author, and I am an aromatherapist. And I live in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia, which is a suburb outside of Atlanta. And the reason for my developing this show is that I wanted to have a forum for discussions about spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships, and I also wanted to talk about the law of attraction, which we have talked about in two previous shows, and I wanted to also cover divine prosperity and universal laws. And excuse me, for some of the shows, we will have guests, like we had a wonderful guest last week, Sherry Tucker Brown, who is co-founder and principal of the Tucker Brown Group, which is a wonderful consulting group based in Massachusetts, but they also have clients throughout the country. Higher Consciousness is now a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. We started out as a one-hour show, and then the demand was increased. So after two shows, I increased it to an hour and a half, and then after the last show in December, I decided to increase it to a two-hour show because we've had such wonderful response from you, the listening audience, so I decided to increase it to 2 hours. Now, the only rule for calling in as a caller is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. This rule automatically raises your vibrational level as well, so that you also receive respect. Now, tonight's topic is Reiki, a powerful healing energy. If you want to join in the discussion, please call 818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those who want to use the internet, you can type in http://tobtr.com/s/s, and I'm giving you the numbers for last week's show, but it will bring you to this week's show as well, 419-0029. Again, the link is http://tobtr.com/s/s/419-0029. 1-800-930-0029. And internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 if you want to join the discussion. Only one caller at a time. And additionally, if you do call in and you want to speak on the air, please make sure that everything in your house or room, wherever you are, is completely quiet. Because if you have any noise in the background, it gets picked up and we can hear it on the radio. So make sure that everything is completely quiet in your home or in your room before you make the call. Okay? Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Frankman. And my purpose is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, as I said before, we had a wonderful show. And the topic of our show last week was Universal Love is the Answer. We had 8 callers on the board, and we had 7 listeners who listened via their computers. And since that show has aired, we have had 736 downloads of that show so far, and people continue to download my shows. So most of the people that listen to my show listen to the archived versions. So we've had 736 downloads, which means the 736 people have downloaded the program, last week's program. And as always, I'm so very, 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 very thankful to each of you. And since October the 22nd, which was the first show, 2012, we have had 10,615 listens, which includes the live calls. And this is in less than 2.5 months. So I really, really thank you, my listening audience, for supporting the show. And also remember, if you can't join us live, go to the website and you can hear all of the shows which are archived. Now, even though we may live a divine life and know who we are and know about the I Am presence within us, we still sometimes experience fear, which is false evidence appearing real, and that causes us to remain in the matrix due to not understanding the law of attraction. And we talked about the Mayan prophecy over 4 weeks ago with my wonderful guest and my Reiki master, Kaya Aman. And I know, as I've said before, that I have experienced definitely a shift in my consciousness and energy field since December 21st, which was the last day of the Mayan calendar. And we also had Ms. Electa Aziz to talk to us about her near-death experiences, and we're going to have part 2 on Monday, January the 28th, so stay tuned. Now, this is our second show for 2013, our new year, and I know that each of you are enjoying this wonderful new year. It's a new consciousness, and it's also a new energy. And as I said last week, the pervasive energy now is love, universal love. So even though you are still having challenges or may still be having challenges, it's not as heavy. If you notice, the energy is not as heavy as it had been prior to the shift. So things are happening at a faster rate because the love energy is now on the planet and is making things materialize faster, whether it's what you want or whether it is what you don't want. Whatever you focus your attention upon is going to become your reality, and it's happening faster because we now are in a different energetic grid. So there are those who are still operating on the illusion of fear, false evidence appearing real. There are people who are still operating under the illusion of greed, hate, confusion, discord, chaos, and the like. But as I said before, the controlling energy now is universal love. and which accelerates your energy. And Reiki is an energy system that I'm going to discuss this evening. Energy medicine such as Reiki will help you change your vibration very quickly. And when I say vibration, let me just make sure everyone understands. Each of us comes onto this planet, into this world, and we have an auric field, an aura around us, or an auric field that everyone has. And some people are gifted and can see auras. I can see auras occasionally, but some people can see them all the time. And animals see your aura. So, and that's the field around you, and it changes colors depending upon your mood or depending upon whether or not you're sick. So when I see different auras around people, I mean, I can feel them more than I can see them because I'm a Reiki master, and that's what I'm going to talk about. That gives me a lot of information about what's going on within you. I'm not a physician. I'm not a medical doctor, so I do not diagnose. But I can tell if there's a blockage within your body, and that blockage can be connected to your finances or it can be connected to your health, your relationships. But I can feel it, as I said, within my hand. So energy medicine, such as Reiki, is very, very powerful. Reiki is so very powerful that they are now using it in hospitals. I know here in Georgia, we have two medical hospitals that are using it. One is DeKalb Medical Center, and they use it. They have a Reiki unit that is exclusively set up for cancer patients. Now, Georgia, as most of you may know, is in the South and is very conservative. So for one of the hospitals in Georgia to have a Reiki unit for cancer patients, and cancer patients are the most seriously ill patients, that is a testament or a testimony about how they feel about how powerful this energy is, because Georgia is predominantly is very conservative, and a lot of people here are fundamental in their beliefs in terms of Christianity. So I was very pleased when I found out that they have a Reiki unit here, because that reaffirmed my belief that the medical profession is now opening its arms to welcome complementary medicine like Reiki, aromatherapy, energy medicine, chiropractic medicine, Chinese medicine. It's now being welcomed because people are seeing the benefits and they're being healed by some of these modalities. And we can complement one another. There's no need for people practicing holistic medicine to discount allopathic or Western medicine, and there is no need for people practicing Western or allopathic medicine to discount people who are holistic practitioners. So, if you want to join in the discussion this evening, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the telephone number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And as I stated in my introduction, I am a Reiki master. I had a double Reiki attunement, and that basically means that I had two Reiki masters give me my attunements at the same time, and I'm going to talk about that later on, and also give people the opportunity to call in to ask me questions or to set up an appointment with me, because I do long-distance Reiki healings as well. I don't have to be in front of you in order for you to receive a Reiki healing or a Reiki transmission, because we do long-distance things as well. So this powerful gift has allowed me to experience this powerful energy at a heightened level, because I had two put into my energetic field, the Reiki symbols. And during the show, I will talk about Reiki, and I'm going to send Reiki healing energy to the listening audience. We're going to do a group meditation. Now, if this information or if the group meditation is not something that you feel comfortable with, feel free to then not participate. That's perfectly fine. And I'm going to give you information about Reiki so you can be assured that it is not something that will go against your religious beliefs. But if you still feel uncomfortable, just feel free not to join us, and that is perfectly fine. Now, as I said, Reiki healing can be done in person, because I've done this in person, on the phone, or long distance. Additionally, I teach Reiki classes in the greater Atlanta area. I've taught quite a few of the Reiki masters in this area since I've been here since 1996. I've trained, I know well over, probably close to 150 to 200 people in the Atlanta area. So I have had the wonderful pleasure of talking with different people and training them, and not only with Reiki, but also energy medicine, which is a different form of energy healing. And it's really, really, really been a gift to receive from my students as well, because I see the joy in their eyes, and they feel empowered because they can see how they can then promote healing, not only within their bodies, but within their finances and other areas within their lives. Because Reiki is so powerful, and it comes, is energy that comes straight from God. So I am not the one who is putting the energy in them. I'm just fine-tuning them and having them be open to receive the healing energy from God. So I would talk a little bit about that as well. So if anyone is interested in getting more information about my classes, my Reiki classes, my services, I do a lot of other things as well. My website is on my Blog Talk Radio website, but I will give you more information later on. But you can also call me at 770-808-8051, and we can talk privately or, you know, to set up an appointment. When we do the Reiki meditation this evening, we're going to do some deep healing relaxation work, and it's going to go throughout your entire body. And some of you, if you're really sensitive to energy, you will feel it. And some of you who are not sensitive to energy, that's fine. If you don't feel anything, that's perfectly okay. But something will be happening to help your body heal, or to help your emotions heal, or to help your mind be less stressed. So Reiki is always released from me as a Reiki master. When I touch people's hands, when I hug people, when I prepare food, when I do my blends, because I'm an aromatherapist too, everyone seems to sense it. Some people can also feel the heat in my aromatherapy blends, because they're very sensitive to energy, which is really good. So Reiki is such a wonderful tool, and once you become a Reiki master, you never, ever, ever lose the Reiki energy. It's part of your energetic makeup and part of your energetic fabric for the rest of your life. So everything that you do or everyone that you touch from that moment on is being blessed by receiving the wonderful Reiki energy from God, from you, from now on. And if you receive a Reiki treatment from a Reiki practitioner, that energy remains within you for the rest of your life. So, again, if you would like to join me in the discussion, my number is 1-818-572-8023. Press 1. Again, the number is 770. No, that's my private number. For if you want an appointment, but let me give it to you again. My private number for an appointment is 770-808-8051. And if you want to call in, the number is 1-818-572-8023. Now, I'm going to give you some background information about what Reiki is. Reiki is a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation that also promotes healing. And it is administered by laying on hands. And you can, the practitioner can lay hands on you, or the practitioner can do it long distance and not touch you at all. So there are two different techniques. And it is based on the idea that an unseen life force energy that I call God or Jehovah or Allah or the universe flows through us, and it is what causes us to be alive. So this life force energy is the essence of who we are. If one's life force energy is low, then we are more likely to get sick or feel stressed. And if it is high, we are more capable of being happy and healthy. So if you're feeling depleted or whatever, your life force energy then is at a low point. And Reiki would then work. That energy flows from the practitioner to you to rev up your energy, to increase your energy. Now, the word Reiki, which is spelled R-E-I-K-I, is made of two Japanese words. Rei, which is R-E-I, means God's wisdom or the higher power. And Ki, K-I, which is life force energy. So Ki means life force energy, and Rei, R-E-I, means God's wisdom or the higher power. So Reiki is actually spiritually guided life force energy. It's coming from God, as I said before. And a treatment feels like a wonderful glowing radiance that flows through you and around you. It's just a wonderful feeling. Everyone who's had Reiki loves it. There's no comparison to anything else that you may experience. And that's energy flowing through the Reiki practitioner to you. And the energy is coming from the life force or from God or from Jehovah or from Allah or the universe, whatever name you want to give that energy or that presence outside of your body. Reiki treats the whole person, including the body, the emotions, the mind, and spirit, and creating many beneficial effects that include relaxation and feelings of peace, security, and well-being. And many have reported miraculous results. Like I said, hospitals are now using it because they're seeing that this modality is being able to do things that traditional medicine has not been able to do in terms of helping the body heal itself. Reiki is a simple, natural, and safe method of spiritual healing and self-improvement that everyone can use. It has been effective in helping virtually every known illness and malady, and it also creates a beneficial effect. It also works in conjunction with other medical or therapeutic techniques to relieve side effects and to promote recovery. Now, an amazingly simple technique to learn, the ability to use Reiki is not taught in the usual sense, but is transferred to the student during a Reiki class or one-on-one session. Now, this ability is passed on during an attunement that I had mentioned before. I've had double attunements. And these attunements are given by a Reiki master. And the attunement allows the student to tap into an unlimited supply of life force energy to improve one's health and to enhance the quality of life. I want to repeat that. When you receive an attunement in a Reiki class, if you want to become a Reiki master, you receive the attunement from a Reiki master, and this attunement allows the student to tap into an unlimited supply of life force energy to improve one's health and enhance the quality of life. And its use is not dependent on one's intellectual capacity or spiritual development, and therefore is available to everyone. So you don't have to be a PhD in order to become a Reiki master or to receive the attunement. It has nothing to do with your belief system or your intellectual ability. It's the transmission of energy from the Reiki master to the student. It has been successfully taught to thousands of people of all ages and backgrounds. Like I said, I think since I've been here, I have taught about 200, probably close to 200 people in the Atlanta area, I would believe. Between that and given treatments, I know it's 200 or more. While Reiki is spiritual in nature, it is not a religion. And that's what I want people to really understand. It doesn't matter if you are Muslim, if you're Jewish, if you're Catholic, if you're Baptist, Protestant, Yoruba, Kemetic, atheist. It has nothing to do with the religion. It has no dogma, and there's nothing you must believe in order to use Reiki. You know, as a matter of fact, Reiki is not dependent on belief at all, and it will work whether you believe in it or not. So it doesn't require your belief. So people have asked me, what should I do before coming to a session? I said, do absolutely nothing. What I want you to do is just come and be prepared to receive the energy, but you don't have to physically do anything. And that's the beauty of it, because in a lot of religions, they say, well, your faith has to be present in order for you to get a healing. In Reiki, that is the complete opposite. Your faith is not necessary. As a matter of fact, I really like having skeptics, because when they experience what they experience, because they were skeptical to begin with, they know that what they experience is truly authentic. Now, because Reiki comes from God, many people find that using Reiki puts them more in touch with the experience of their religion rather than having only an intellectual concept of it. So like some other modalities, you know, they tell you to think and to visualize and whatever. This has you know that this being or this presence that exists outside of yourself is real, because you can experience that firsthand when you have a Reiki treatment. All of my clients have been able, well, I would say most of my clients have been able to experience and feel the energy. And those who have said that they had not, when I talked to them later, they said, oh, yeah, I felt something, but I didn't know what that was. So everyone has experienced something after a session. And even if they don't experience something during the session, the Reiki energy remains with them. So it's with you for the rest of your life. And so you will experience something, either during the session or after the session, because it works on all areas of your life, on the body, on the mind, on the spirit, and in your finances. So Reiki moves. It's God's energy moving to the areas in your life that God sees need the most attention. And interestingly, too, I, as a Reiki master, cannot tell the Reiki energy where to go. I can put my hands on your knee if you're saying you're having knee problems or hip problems or a heart problem, and it would definitely go there. But it may also go to your eyes. You may feel an intense sensation in your eyes, because the energy, the life force energy that comes from me by way of God has its own intelligence. I'm the conduit. However, the energy does not originate with me. It originates with God. And so it's a life force, and it knows where to go, where to give you your healing. So people come in sometimes saying, I need this and that. I said, well, I can't tell it where to go. I will put my hands there, and you would definitely get the healing there too. But it will go in other parts of the body that you may not even know are experiencing some distress. So while Reiki is not a religion, it is still important to live and act in a way that promotes harmony with others. Now, Dr. Mikhail Yusui, the founder of the Reiki system of natural healing, recommended that one practice certain simple ethical ideas to promote peace and harmony, which are nearly universal across all cultures. So I'm going to give you background information, too, about Mikhail Yusui a little later on. But his belief was that when you receive Reiki, that you also are interested in promoting peace and love and harmony, because that's the basis of Reiki. It's coming from God, which is all-knowing and universal love, like we talked about last week. It's all-knowing and all-powerful and all-loving, so it would make sense that the Reiki energy, or one of the principles that Dr. Yusui stated should be adhered to, would be one that talks about peace. And also he said that harmony should also be in the forefront of the recipient's mind after during a Reiki session or after a Reiki session. But I've had people who've come to me who've been very distraught and could not be peaceful, who were very angry and could not be peaceful, who were very who may have been mourning or grieving and could not be peaceful. And you know what happened? By the time they left, they were all experiencing peace. So even if you are not coming into the session peaceful or feeling or joy or harmony, that's perfectly fine, because the Reiki energy within the practitioner is going to exude and it's going to flow from him or her to you and create that level of peace and love and harmony. Now, during a meditation several years after developing Reiki, Dr. Yusui decided to add the Reiki ideals to the practice of Reiki. So these ideals came in part from the five principles of the Meiji Emperor of Japan, whom Dr. Yusui admired. These ideals were developed to add spiritual balance to Yusui Reiki. And their purpose is to help people realize that healing the spirit by consciously deciding to improve oneself is a necessary part of Reiki healing, of the Reiki healing experience. So in order for the Reiki healing energies to have lasting results, the client must accept responsibility for his or her healing, and take an active part in it. Therefore, the Yusui system of Reiki is more than the use of Reiki energy. It must also include an active commitment to improve oneself in order for it to be a complete system. And the ideals are both guidelines for living a gracious life, and these are the virtues worthy of practice for realizing or achieving the highest goals of Reiki. So, now, what are some of these ideals that Dr. Mikhail Yusui came up with? These are some of his beliefs. He believes that people should focus on the secret art of inviting happiness. He believed that the miraculous medicine of all diseases can be experienced through Reiki. He believed that just for today, release anger. So focus on joy rather than anger. He believed that that we should not worry and be always filled with gratitude. And another principle of his is devote yourself to your work and be kind to people. And every morning and evening, join your hands in prayer and pray these words to your heart and chant these words with your mouth. So those were the principles that Dr. Yusui believed in. Now, if anyone has a question, you can call us at 1-818-572-8023. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023. And we're going to have a brief commercial break. And once we come back, I'm going to give the history of Dr. Yusui.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyindeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. This is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And this evening, we're talking about Reiki, a powerful healing energy. And I had just given just brief information about Reiki, and now I'm going to give the information about the history of Dr. Mikao Yusui. Dr. Mikao Yusui, or Yusui Sensei, as he is called by his students in Japan, was born August 15, 1865, in the village of Tenai, which is a district of present-day Nagoya, Japan. And originally, people thought that he was a Christian minister, and they had to come up with that mythology because when Reiki first came to America and was experienced by Americans in the early 1960s, people were not willing to accept the fact that he was not a Christian minister. So they Christianized and fabricated his background. So we now have the accurate background. He was not a Christian minister. He, in fact, was a Buddhist. And it is thought that he entered a Tendai Buddhist school on or near Mount Kurama at the age of 4. And he also studied Kiko, which is the Japanese version of Qigong. And this is a health and healing discipline, which is based on the development and use of life energy. So the young Yusui found that these healing methods required the practitioner to build up and then deplete his own energy when giving treatments. So what happened is that you would build up your energy, but then you would be drained after working on people. When he learned this Kiko version of healing. So he started to wonder, and said, feeling depleted. Now, is there a way that I can do healing work without depleting my own energy, without using up all of my reserves? So that became something that he wanted to do, because he wanted to heal, but he didn't want to feel drained, which makes sense. And so Yusui's sensei had an avid interest in learning, and he worked hard at his studies. So he left Japan, and he traveled to Europe and China to further his education. And his curriculum included medicine, psychology, and religion, as well as fortune-telling, which Asians have long considered to be a worthy skill. It is thought that he was from a wealthy family, because in Japan, only the wealthy could afford to send their children to school, especially out of the country. So eventually, he became the secretary to Shinpei Goto, who was the head of the Department of Health and Welfare. And Shinpei Goto later became the mayor of Tokyo. So the connections Yusui Sensei made at this job enabled him to become a successful businessman. Now, Yusui Sensei was also a member of the Rei Jyutu Ka, which is a metaphysical group and devoted to developing psychic abilities. So Dr. Mikao Yusui, who was called Sensei, combined his background of medicine and psychology and religion and fortune-telling to pull together the system. And in 1914, Yusui's personal and business life was failing, so he was not as successful as but he was a sensitive spiritualist. So, and he began to spend a lot of time meditating, and especially at this one particular spot on Mount Kurama, where he had received his early Buddhist training. This was like a holy place. So he started meditating there, going more there to find out the meaning of life, because things were not going as well for him in his life in 1914. So then he decided to travel to this holy mountain at Mount Kurama, where he enrolled in Isuyu Gwa, which is a 21-day training course. And this training course was sponsored by 10-day Buddhist temple. And so we don't know for certain what he was required to do during this training, but it probably included fasting and meditation and chanting and prayers, you know, because that's what's usually required when you're doing spiritualist training. So, and we know there's a small waterfall on Mount Kurama where even today people go to meditate. And so when you go to Mount Kurama to meditate, it usually involves standing under the waterfall and allowing the waters to strike and flow over the top of the head. And this is a practice which is said to activate the crown chakra. So we're pretty sure that Dr. Usui did this as well. And this is stimulating the crown chakra, which is at the top of the head. And that's where the soft spot is when babies are born. And so to activate that is reactivating your connection to the Most High God. You know, that's when people are into metaphysics or spirituality, that's one of the points that we always know is going to have you connect or reconnect back to the universe or to Jehovah or to Allah or to God. So standing under the waterfall and having that point stimulated increases your abilities. And so this meditation activates the crown chakra. And Japanese Reiki masters think that Usui Sensei may have used this meditation as part of his practice, more than likely because it's still being done today. So we believe that he definitely, in fact, did do that. But in any case, it was during the Isuyu Gwa training that the great Reiki energy entered into his crown chakra. So while he was at Mount Kurama, experiencing the water meditation and the 21-day training, this is when he became aware of this Reiki energy. And this greatly enhanced his healing abilities. And he realized he had received a wonderful new gift. He was able to give healing to others without depleting his own energy. Because when he was younger, remember I said that he went to the school and he learned how to heal, but you had to use all of your energy and you would be depleted after working on someone. But with this new energy system that God transferred to him after having this meditation at the waterfall, it shifted everything. He was no longer depleted after working on people. So now there's some parallels between the system of healing that Dr. Usui created and some of the symbols and philosophy practiced by the Kurama Koyo Buddhist, formerly the Tendai Buddhist on Mount Kurama. And also there's some parallels. Some people compare it to some other systems too that I'm going to mention later on. Now, Usui Sensei used his new healing ability to help others, and for the next 7 years, he worked with the poor people of Kyoto. And so in 1922, he moved to Tokyo and started a healing society which he named Usui Reiki Ryoho Gakkai. Again, it's called Usui Reiki Ryoho Gakkai, which means Usui Reiki Healing Society. And he also opened a Reiki clinic in Harajuku, Aoyama, Tokyo. And we're at this particular center, what he did is he taught classes and gave treatments. So he created some symbols that we now have in Reiki, because there's some of us now who are using the Reiki symbols from Dr. Usui. They've come up with other Reiki symbols as well. But he created these symbols, and you can see different variations of Reiki. But the original Usui symbols are the ones that most of us use. I've seen some variations of those symbols, but they basically are transmitting the same energy. Now, several sources indicate that at first, Usui Sensei didn't have any formal attunement processes. So the attunements that you now see, he didn't start out with that. What he would do is he would basically have people come in who were students, and they would just spend time with him, gaining the knowledge and just mimicking what they saw him do. But he did not implant symbols in their hands, because that wasn't necessary, and the groups were so small that he didn't have to do that, and they could get one-on-one training with him. Now, it was only after the movement began to grow in Japan, making it impractical for him to teach in a personal way, that he came up with this formal attunement process, which is similar to what we now use today. So that's how the attunements came up. He originally didn't do that. People just learned by way of observation. But then, you know, as with anything, as you grow, you have to start changing and making it more practical. And also, in doing so, the people who are no longer around you are able to transmit and transfer the energy to others by using this new system. So in 1923, the great Kanto earthquake devastated Tokyo, and more than 140,000 people died. That was just a major travesty. And over half of the houses and buildings were shaken down or burned. And so there were so many people, it was an overwhelming number of people left homeless and injured and sick and grieving. So Dr. Mikao Usui, or Usui Sensei, felt great compassion for the people. And he began treating as many people as he could with Reiki. So the demand for Reiki became so great that he outgrew his clinic. And so in 1925, he built a bigger one in Nakano, Tokyo. And because of this, his reputation really, really began to spread all over Japan. And so he began to travel so he could teach and treat more people, because it started to grow. So see the big jump from 1914 up to 1925. It just started to really, really grow tremendously, the popularity. And during his travels across Japan, he directly taught more than 2,000 students and initiated 16 teachers. And he was so, so phenomenal and so effective that the Japanese government issued him a Kansento Award. Again, it's Kansento Award. And they gave him this award for doing honorable work to help others. And while teaching in Tokyo, specifically in Fukuyama, he unfortunately suffered a stroke and died on March 9th, 1926. And his grave is at the Seihoji Temple in Tokyo, although some claim that his ashes are located somewhere else. And so there are many, like I said, hands-on healing schools in Japan now, and there were many hands-on healing schools in Japan at the time that he started his school. And these other schools were not part of Usui Reiki, so sometimes people get these schools confused with Reiki. There may have been some connections or some similarities to Reiki, but they're not the same thing. One of the modalities that is a little similar is Mahikari, which we have a Mahikari Center here in Decatur, Georgia, and also Jore. And I've known of people who've practiced Jore as well. And these are two Japanese religions. And they have healing at their central purpose. And they also use the Yusui master symbol in their practices. So they use some of the Yusui, the master symbol, Chokurei, in their practice. But they're different. And these are Jore and Mahikari are also religions, whereas Reiki is not a religion. It's not based on religion. Okay? So then what happened is that Reiki left Japan and came to Hawaii, and left Hawaii, came to Europe, left Europe, and then it came to America. So this very, very powerful healing modality is so, so, so wonderful. And what happens now is that if you are interested in becoming a Reiki practitioner, there are three levels of Reiki. There's Reiki 1, which means that you receive an attunement. And what an attunement is that the Reiki practitioner or master teacher, and I'm a master teacher and practitioner, I'm a Reiki master, so I would draw all the symbols, all four of the symbols, in each person's hands, and then what I would do is layer the symbols and then seal the symbols in the person's hand. After Reiki 1 attunement, you're then able to work on yourself. Your energy within your body is heightened. You feel the energy flowing through your body, and so you can work on yourself to help the body relieve any stress and to heal itself. Like I said, they have Reiki masters now in centers. The Cancer Treatment Centers of America now has Reiki practitioners in all of their centers, and DeKalb Medical Center has Reiki practitioners for its cancer patients. So they know how effective this wonderful modality is. So with Reiki 1, I would put the symbols in your hand, and then after that, you're able to work on yourself and on whatever part of your body that you're feeling pain or emotional distress or mental distress. You can put your hands on your head. There are different positions, too, that I teach my students after each attunement. And so after that session, and some Reiki masters tell you you need to wait 3 months between attunements. I combine Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 because I've not seen an issue. You don't get them both on the same day, but I usually would do them the same weekend, like on Reiki 1, attunement on a Saturday, and then Reiki 2 on Sunday. But sometimes I space them out depending upon the time availability for the students as well as for myself. But after Reiki 1, immediately after you have that, you feel the energy in your body. Your energy is heightened because I'm transmitting or transferring the energy from the Most High God into your body. And so you feel the warm sensation, and you can experience it for yourself, and then you know how others that you will work on in the future will feel, because you're experiencing it yourself. Your hands become warm because they are now having Reiki energy flow from them. And because what happens after an attunement, I then seal the energy in your auric field and in your hand, in the palms of your hands. So once you touch people or hug people, whatever, that wonderful energy now is flowing from you into their bodies, even if you're not treating them as a client. Anything, the Reiki energy just flows through you to your clients from that point on. Then after you receive, so for Reiki 1, you don't learn any symbols. You receive the symbols from the Reiki master. For Reiki 2, you learn the Reiki 2 symbols. And then you have your next set of attunements. And with Reiki 2, you get all four symbols again, but they're layered. And when you get those symbols placed within your hands, you're then able to work on others. So Reiki 1 attunements are basically for you, and then Reiki 2 attunements are basically to work on others. So like with Dr. Yusui, when he went through the village to work on people, and he worked on over 2,000 people, you're able to work on people up close and personal, but not long distance. That's with Reiki 3. With Reiki 2, you can work on plants, you can work on animals, you can work on cars. This energy from God is not limited to things that are living. And that's what's so really powerful about it. And the more you use your Reiki energy, the more you place your hands on with the intention of transferring the energy to something that's living or something that's inanimate, it builds up in you because you're now opening up yourself more to the wonderful energy from God, so it becomes magnified. I use my Reiki energy on my car. I use it on my cats. I use it on my dog. I use it on friends. I use it on plants. I use it on everything because this energy is not restricted to anything on this planet. And it's very, very, very wonderful and very powerful. So with Reiki 2, your energy is increased from Reiki 1. And you can feel it settling in your body, and you can feel it flowing through your body even more. Then you wait a month or so to get Reiki 3. Now Reiki 3 is the advanced energy. Reiki 3 allows you to do long-distance healings, and I'm able to do long-distance healings as a Reiki master. The person doesn't have to be in front of you. You can just visualize the person in your mind's eye, or you can have a picture of the person. And then what you can do is just work on the person after you look at the person's picture or do the symbols, the Reiki symbols on top of the person's picture. Or if you don't have a picture, if you have a friend who wants you to send long-distance healing to a relative whom you don't know, they can describe the person to you. And you can then send long-distance healing or just have the person's name. And you can write it on a piece of paper because this is another version of prayer. You know how you don't have to know people to pray for them? This is energetic prayer. Okay? So I don't want people to get spooked and say, oh, no, it's the same thing as prayer. You pray for people whom you don't know. It's the same thing. You don't know what they look like, whatever. You just pray for them. You may have someone call you to ask you to pray for a relative or a friend whom you don't know, and you just ask for the person's name and you pray for them. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing, only you're using energy instead of prayer. So it's an energetic version of prayer. So with third degree Reiki, you can become a master like me. You can then teach like I teach. You can then do long distance healings. And then you get the master symbol. So you get all the symbols and you learn the master symbol. And for my students, they have to know the symbols, and I give them that information. I teach, and they receive materials. They have to know the symbols. They have to know how to pronounce the symbols, and they have to know how to draw the symbols. Because if you want to eventually become a Reiki master, you have to know how to draw the symbols in your students' hands because you're implanting that energy into their energetic bodies, and once you've implanted that energy within their energetic bodies, then it goes through all the layers of their bodies. It goes through the emotional, the mental, the physical, the financial, the psychic, the ethereal. It goes through all of those layers. It goes through all those layers, the physical and the psychic bodies and the ethereal bodies. So this is so wonderful. It's such a powerful, powerful energy because Reiki masters have energy that the Christ said that he said, all these things I'm doing, you can do these things and more. So Christ was a Reiki master. We just didn't use those terms. He healed people. So people now who are very advanced with Reiki are able to do the very same thing. Like I said, in hospitals, they're now using it, and they're seeing within hospitals how people are being healed. Because, as I mentioned, all the cancer treatment centers of America, those new hospitals that are cropping up around America, all of those have Reiki practitioners in them. So they have seen the benefits, and they've seen that it's a healing modality. And we're going to come right back after this commercial, and I would give you more information.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Welcome back. This is Higher Consciousness, and this is Professor Jamila Franklin. And our topic tonight is Reiki, a powerful healing energy. If you would like to join in on the discussion, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. As I had mentioned earlier, I don't like for some of the Reiki masters to call in too, particularly if I've had the opportunity, the wonderful opportunity to work with you as your master, to share with the listening audience what your experiences have been. But I had mentioned earlier that I'm a doubly attuned Reiki master. And when that happened, it was just a blessing. I was just so thankful that both my Reiki masters, who were close friends of mine, decided that they wanted to give me my attunements at the same time. So can you imagine how that was? I had Reiki 1 with two, I had attunements, Reiki 1 attunement by two people at the same time. And basically what that was is that the first Reiki master went through and gave me my attunement. And immediately after that, the second Reiki master came behind the first one. And it was wonderful because they had yin and yang. I had a female Reiki master give me my Reiki 1 attunement. Then I had a male Reiki master give me my Reiki 1 attunement. And then I had the same thing for Reiki 2, as well as for Reiki 3. And I wanted to share with you some of my experiences about Reiki with Reiki. It was so powerful. I had my attunements, and one of the coldest places on the planet for me, which was Maine. I was in some small town in Maine, and both my Reiki masters had to go to Maine to do some work, and they wanted me to come. And I was hesitant about coming, and they said, well, we will give you your Reiki attunements if you come. I said, oh, okay, okay. And it was interesting because I was getting ready also to move out of Boston. That was when I was living in Boston back in 1995. I was getting ready to move out of Boston, and I was thinking about heading south. So I knew if I didn't take advantage of that, at that time, I would not have had the opportunity to have a double attunement from these very close friends of mine who were phenomenal Reiki masters who had been doing Reiki treatments on me. So I jumped at that opportunity. And I have not met anyone else who has had a double attunement for Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and Reiki 3. There are probably people out there who have had double attunements, you know, which means attunements at the same time. But I'm the only one that I've met and have heard of who has had that. So let me just tell you the wonderful benefits about Reiki. Reiki will bring up within your body and within your life anything that's lying dormant that is not your best and your highest. Basically what that means is that if you have a relationship that is not your best and your highest, if you're in a job situation, that's not your best and your highest. If you have thoughts that are not your best and your highest, whatever is not for your highest good, Reiki, the energy that's coming from God, remember, it's God life force, that's all it is, is going to bring that energy up. So if you're working on yourself once you get your attunements, or if you're having a Reiki master work on you, it's going to be a honeymoon period. And that's what I tell people. Everything will go smoothly. You feel good. You feel the energy. You're in the flow of things. And then your stuff will start to come up. It's just like when you've had braces. I've had braces twice. Things look worse before they get better. That sometimes happens with Reiki. But Reiki does it a little differently, because every person I've known, including myself, you have this wonderful 3-month honeymoon period. You know, like when you fall in love and you marry your mate and whatever, and it goes well for about 3 months or whatever. And then the real, or when you meet someone, and then the real deal shows up. Well, the same thing with Reiki. What it is that the energy, if you're a client or if you are working on yourself, is settling in within your body, and it's just evening things out, stabilizing things. So the energy is calmly sorting things out and smoothing things over. And then what happens is that after a period of time, once the energy is settled within your body, then the Spirit of God, Jehovah Allah, says, okay, I see that Mary has something, a particular issue that she hasn't dealt with, an emotional issue. So and she's receiving Reiki, which means that she wants her best and her highest to come forth. But, the universal life force that comes from God, from me, cannot flow through her because she's blocking the God energy. So what has to happen? That key, the life force energy, Reiki, has to then bring this energy up that's been blocking Mary most of her life for her to look at it. So it could be a relationship with her parents, or if it's new energy, it could be a relationship with her job or a relationship with a significant other. But it's going to come up, and it's going to look really, really, really interesting. It's going to look really, really dysfunctional, and it's going to feel very painful. But remember now, when we ask the universe or ask God for something, you always get what you ask for, but it just may not come out the way that we think it should come out, but it's always for our highest good. And Reiki is never going to harm anyone. It never harms anyone. Our responses to that life force energy is what may harm us, but the energy itself will never, ever, ever harm you. So the energy comes up, and it comes through, and it sees this blockage, you know, in terms of an emotional blockage, that someone is not allowing the energy to flow through. So then what it does, it says, okay, I want to push this energy up and bring it to the forefront. And what does it look like? Oh, you're having a fallout with your boss or with your mate, and you're fighting or whatever. But then what happens sometimes is that we hold on even more. When we see or feel this dysfunctional energy, we're holding on to it because we think, well, we misread it. And so the more we hold on to it, the more painful it becomes, because the life force energy, the Reiki energy, is moving through saying, I'm wanting you to release this, Mary. I'm really wanting you to release it because this is blocking your good. This is what's causing you the pain. And this is why you attracted Reiki into your life, because you want to heal. But you're holding on to something that's causing you your greatest pain. So the more that the person experiences the chaos, the more he or she holds on to it. And then they start blaming God. God, why are you doing this to me? Why is this happening? When in fact, this is the universe's way, of God's way, or Allah's way of saying, I love you so much, I'm wanting you to release this so you can go on to the things that I have in store for you. But you're holding on to this with a tight grip, so I have to give you what you're holding on to. And it ends up causing us pain. Okay, I see I have a caller. Go Greetings. Hi, this is Professor Franklin. How are you?
Hi, it's Fern. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm sorry?
It's Fern. Can you hear me?
Oh, Fern. Hi, Fern. How are you?
I am well. I'm listening to the show, and I just wanted to call in. I have a question, but I also wanted to tell of my experience. I've had Reiki. I've done Reiki because I have the Reiki 1 attunement.
Okay.
And, excuse me, and I've also had Reiki, the Reiki treatment done on myself, and I just wanted to call in and say that since we are all spiritual beings, I feel that Reiki is a way to heal the spiritual aspect of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What you feel when you get Reiki treatment is that it brings you peace. You feel the energy that's flowing through you from whoever is doing the treatment. It's like you feel this calm and this peace. Like you said before, it is a wonderful feeling. And my experience with it is that it actually slows things down. Now, I'm not sure if that's how it's supposed to be for everyone, but that's just been my own personal experience. Probably because I'm in that meditative state of mind,
mm-hmm.
where my mind is cleared. So it slows everything down, and once that treatment is done, you feel refreshed, you feel energized, but it's all positive.
Mm-hmm.
I've had an experience where my mind just wandered to somewhere completely different from where I was at. And I've also had an experience where I saw colors. Now, I'm saying all this could be because I'm highly sensitive and somewhat tuned in. That could be the reason why I've experienced some of those things, but the after effect is just amazing. It's definitely worth it. Now, it's not really something that you can explain to a lot of people who
right.
have never had it. You would have
mm-hmm.
to go and get a treatment because it might sound like a gimmick, like how is it possible? You know,
right.
to experience all of that, but it is definitely powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very true but I tell people when I have them in for treatments, because I combine Reiki with some other modalities. I come up with my own system called Alamaj, which is my name backwards. And Reiki is the base for my treatment, but I combine, you know, chakra clearing and balancing and energy medicine, aromatherapy, channeling. I do about 10 different things. So the sessions are very, very, very powerful, and it's all God-led. God is just doing it. I tell people, it's, you know, I'm the conduit, but it's God doing the work and the energy. And I'm paid for my time and my interpretation, which I give a lot because I care. But the energy work is just so powerful because it's coming straight from God. And there's nothing that you can compare it to because it's just, we came from God, so now you're getting the straight energy from God as opposed to from man with drugs and whatever. And there's a place for allopathic and drugs. I don't condemn that. But if people want to have a spiritual and energetic healing, then Reiki is definitely something that everyone, I would encourage everyone to experience, everyone
especially,
on the planet.
Especially when you're feeling depleted and you had a long week or you're stressed out, it's definitely an amazing experience that helps you get out of that darkness. And,
mm-hmm.
And like I said before, it's so powerful that it will leave you speechless the first time, you know, you've had the treatment because it's like, okay, how is this possible? Now, I had never heard of Reiki until maybe about 4 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
at first, when I was watching it done, I was like, okay, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, what is all this? But then when I had my first treatment, it was like, oh, my goodness, this is some really, this secret
right.
has been hidden from me, and I'm so happy, you know, that I found it. But it is really, really, it's definitely worth to give it a shot and to see, to experience that.
Right. It's so true. And when people, you know, it's, until people experience it, you can give some words to it, but it's still a very and each person experiences it differently. It's a unique experience, and that's what I love about it. It's tailored for you to give you what you specifically need. My needs might be different than someone else's, but I get exactly what I need. And that's what's so powerful, because God knows exactly what you need, and it doesn't require faith or belief, like faith healings in a lot of religions, particularly in Christianity. Oh, you have to believe. Reiki, no. God would, no, you don't have to believe anything. God doesn't require our belief, and that's what I love about it, because it's going to work whether or not you believe it or not. It doesn't require anything from you except that you lay there and participate or stand there and allow the person to transmit the energy, but your belief is completely not necessary. So where were you, where did you have your first treatment? Was it in Georgia or?
It was in Georgia when I first moved here to Georgia, and I went to this metaphysical store and friends, and I was told about it, and I did some reading because I love to do my little research anytime I get into anything new. And like I said, I couldn't quite understand how is this going to be effective. How is that really going to help me? Because it just looked like it was just something that just didn't make any sense. Again, because it was just so new, I had never heard of Reiki. And, once I had the treatment, it was just so amazing. And it was just like, how does that happen? But the energy is so strong. It's so powerful that once you're done getting your treatment, it's just like, you can breathe easy. It's like you feel refreshed. You feel energized. And like I said, it's like almost like waking up. It's like you were asleep and then you wake up and you feel refreshed.
I think that's a really good analogy. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But the question that I wanted to ask, now I had my Reiki 1 or 2 attunement. It's probably been 3 years. I can't remember how long it's been. My Reiki 1 attunement. But.
Okay, part of that was cut off. Part of that, I didn't hear the first part. Yeah, I didn't hear the first part of the question. It was cut off.
No, I was just saying that I'm not sure if the question didn't hit me when I was getting my Reiki 1 attunement, but while I was listening to you just now, the question just popped up in my head, so I decided to call in. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now the question that just popped in my head while I was listening to you is, if we are all energy, then why are the symbols important? Because I kind of feel like the whole Reiki, Reiki is now mainstream, but I feel like Reiki has been around forever. It's just now that we had just rediscovered it. But why? I wanted you to get into the reason why the symbols are important. As when you go to the class.
Right. What happened is when Dr. Yusui first started teaching people Reiki, he did not use symbols. People just experienced it. They were able to mimic what they saw him do. And because they were in close association with him, they mimicked whatever he did, because the healing is natural. And he just placed his hands on certain parts of the body, and I think he probably focused his intent, and they just did it that way. But then as it started to grow in popularity, then it became important for him to train. He initiated 16 teachers, and he had to make sure that it was uniform in terms of what he was wanting them to teach and share with everyone else. So it's kind of impossible if you are teaching someone a system and you don't have something concrete that they can mimic or that they can take it and share it with someone else, because then you have people doing their own thing. You have people, and it wouldn't be uniform, and it then speaks to the integrity of the system. So you don't, well, for me, the symbols really, really, really give it power. There are people who have natural healing abilities, so you don't have to be a Reiki master or a Reiki practitioner in order to put your hands on people. There are people, because they have a system that nurses you, it's called healing touch, and I'm not sure how that works, but I doubt if they draw symbols in their hands. So But with Reiki, what happens, I know when those symbols are implanted in your hands, it goes through all those different layers. Those symbols are very powerful. And I think what happened is that it's something that happened on the other side in terms of the universe that they empower those symbols. Those symbols are so sacred that they don't allow people to even draw the symbols unless you're a Reiki student. You're not supposed to see the symbols. So, you know, I don't have any thoughts about that one way or the other. Diane Stein, who is really progressive, wrote a book and has all the symbols in it. She feels like everybody should know Reiki symbols. And some Reiki people, some old guard Reiki people became very upset with her about that because they feel that people should have a certain kind of commitment and compassion and intention when they use those symbols. It should not be given to the masses who don't really understand the power of the symbols. And I can understand their point, and I understand her point as well. But the symbols, I know, empower you more, and they go through different layers. Because when I give my treatments, and I put the symbols in my hands, people automatically feel it. It's very different than if I'm just laying the hands on them just generally. They can feel it anyway because I'm a Reiki master. But when I put those symbols in, it strengthens the power. And when I give the attunements, everyone says, oh, my God. They start seeing symbols. They start seeing everything when I give the attunement, when I put the symbols in their hands. And I don't tell them what to experience because I don't know what they should experience. It's each person's different experience. But across the board, I've always had people see things or experience things when those symbols are placed in their hands and when I feel them in their hands. So symbols have an energetic pattern and imprint that comes from the universe and is then put into your auric field. And it strengthens the healing ability that is there. It just gives it more strength and power because there are people who don't need to go through Reiki. They already have healing powers in their hands. But I know when they become Reiki attuned, it becomes strengthened. So, and I've heard it because I've been training people since 1996. So I've heard people say that across the board, that they can feel it. And their eyes are closed when I'm doing the trainings. So it's not that they're watching me or anything, and they don't know what I'm doing. They can feel it in their hands, but they tell me that they can feel it in their bodies. And some start seeing things, you know, visions and images and whatever, guides and whatever. So it's very, very powerful.
Now, for any of your listeners who are not familiar with Reiki, or this might be the first time where they've heard a little bit about Reiki, you don't touch them, right? Your hands are just placed above the body, and if for some reason you feel like the energy brings you to a certain part of the body, right? I just wanted to clarify that because some people might be freaking out, like,
no,
oh, but I don't want, you know.
It can be both. Reiki, like when you're giving self-Reiki, you do touch. And giving personal Reiki, you do touch. But you can also just have the hands above the body, too. And when you're touching people, particularly if you're touching females, whenever you get permission, if you have to have your hands, because people are fully clothed. It's not massage.
Right.
I want people to understand
that. That's what I wanted
that.
You to explain.
Yeah, it's not massage. Yeah, it's not massage. People are usually laying flat. On a massage table or whatever, and you're just placing your hands over the body or right on top of certain body parts, and they're fully clothed. So no one, and before the session begins, you do a prayer, you know, to let people know that you're just asking the energy of God. I do a prayer, bringing in God's energy to the session and the angels or whatever your belief system is into the session so people can feel comfortable. Because it's not a religious system, so what you do is you bring in whatever belief or faith a person is in your faith. Because Reiki in itself is just transmission of energy. So after you do the prayer, and for me, I then draw the symbols in the air over the room, which then seals the energy and also makes the person feel safe because I'm bringing in more God's energy into the space. So you're surrounding the room with Reiki, and then I just start working on the person for about an hour. and the eyes are closed. I'm playing soft music, you know, with candles on, and I usually have a blanket over the person. And like I said, the person is fully clothed, and then the person just starts experiencing. I do not talk because the talking for me is getting the ego involved. It's not about what I have to say. I talk to people before or after the session, but not during the session, because it's a session between you and God and your guides, your spirit guides and your angels. And they are coming in to do the healing. I'm the conduit. So what happens is after the person finishes, then we talk about his or her experience and what did the person experience. Sometimes people experience things right then and there, like I said, most people do. Sometimes they think that they don't, and they go back later and they call me and say, oh, wow, this happened, and time I left, this happened. Because I tell people, there's no one that's come for a session with me that has not benefited. And it's not because of me, it's because God's energy brought them there to see me. And also the energy that's coming from God for their healing. So when people come for Reiki, I tell them that it's a divine appointment, and I'm honored. I'm so honored to have them come to see me to experience this exchange of energy, because I grow and I'm receiving a blessing by having the opportunity to work with someone or work on someone. So it's not, and I tell people, I don't believe in gurus and all that other stuff. To me, that's crazy. So it's not about, oh, you know, you're on the pedestal. No, I'm very good at what I do because I'm an open channel for God's energy. I don't get in the way. I don't talk, because when people do all the talking for me, it's ego. You know, because it's not about me. It's about my laying my hands on people or having the energy flow from me, from God through me to the person. And being an open channel, and I am definitely out of the way. I push everything out of the way. So even if a person isn't a good person or whatever, it has nothing to do with it, because the Reiki energy will push the practitioner's energy out of the way for God's energy to flow through. Now, if the practitioner has some ego issues and does a lot of talking, then, you know, maybe the client should decide whether or not they want that kind of treatment, because for me, it's not about the practitioner. It's about or trying to prove to the practitioner that what he or she is doing is effective. You know, because some people like to talk to so people can look to them as the healer. And I said, you're the transmitter of the energy, and God is doing the healing. You know, you're just being paid for your time. And, you know, and I do more things than Reiki, so. And I believe that people need to pay for that exchange, because it's very powerful. And that's one of the things I really want us to think about, because I think we really need to think about where we place our values. I've seen people who say, oh, I can't afford a Reiki treatment, or I can't come to see you as a life coach, or I can't whatever. But they're in the nail salons, they're getting their hair done, they're doing all these things which are nice things, but they're topical things, and they're not really healing the spirit or healing their bodies. There's several people that I've talked to and tried to convince them to change their diets and to do Reiki and whatever. They dismissed me. Two are now dead, and one now has cancer for the third time. So, and all of these people had money, but the values were in interesting places. They're, you know, people tell me they can't do these things, and I see them spending money going out to eat at restaurants and doing a lot of things that are not really helping them spiritually or emotionally or physically. And then they come to us, you know, later on when they have the cancer or these life-threatening diseases, and these treatments will work sometimes, but sometimes it's so critical and there's so much work that has to be done at that point that it may not be successful. It's not that God is not powerful and can't change things and turn things around. It's because the person does not have the mindset. I know of someone who is nickel and diming her health at this point. You know, she's had, I know someone who's had cancer for a number of times, more than twice. And she's deciding whether or not, you know, she should buy certain books because they cost so much. But the person has a brand new automobile. So, you know, it depends on where we place our values. where we place our values. And the purpose of my show is to really help us look at things, because we can have what we want. We can have divine health. We can have divine relationships. We have to just change our thinking. And 2013 is different than 2012 because that matrix thinking now is no longer on the planet. People still believe in it, and they still are doing it, but what's happening is that they're hurting themselves. So I'm encouraging people to say, to start looking at this, because, like you said, Fern, mainstream America is on board with this. I'm now wanting more people of color to really get on board with this, because America, the hospitals now are incorporating Reiki within the hospitals, and hospitals would not do something that they think is crazy or witchcraft because they don't want to be sued. That's the last place I would have thought Reiki would have been. But it's there because they know it works. So I'm telling right. people now that they should really look at that. And so when people like myself bring this up, rather than saying they can't afford it, because we can afford anything we really want, because we rearrange our finances to have the things we really want. So it's just, are we, like my first show, do we think we're worthy enough? Do we think we're deserving of having a better life? Because all the cosmetic stuff, the television tells us we need to have a good car, like this person I know, a nice house, or beautiful clothing, or having our hair done, or our nails done. That means absolutely nothing when your spirit is begging for you to look at how you're treating your body. It means absolutely nothing. Those people who have since died would give everything I know to come back if they could. They would give everything to come back, but they made choices. So I'm saying to people now, just to consider, if you need to have mainstream approval, it's there. The hospitals now are doing Reiki. They're doing it. And so to really, if for your finances, for your emotional health, or your mental health, Reiki works. The literature is out there. Go online, R-E-I-K-I. Go online and look it up. Check out Emory. Check it, Cancer Treatment Centers for America. Check out DeKalb Medical Center. They have the data. So I'm telling people now, you don't have to take my word for it. The hospitals are doing it. And they also have nurses being trained in healing touch, which is another form of energy medicine. So they're doing it. And so now I'm exposing people to things that they may not have been exposed to or may have heard about or didn't really know. So in the beginning of the show, I gave all of you in the listening audience detailed factual information about what Reiki is and information about who Dr. Yusui was. So now you have the facts and not all of the hype and all the superstition and all the scare tactics that, you know, some religious institutions have put out about it, talking about it's witchcraft and all that, and there's no such thing. And it's unfortunate sometimes when religious institutions sometimes don't know enough, and rather than saying that they don't know enough, they put out a lot of misinformation because they can't control it. Because this goes beyond faith healing. It doesn't require faith. God doesn't require your faith. If you allow God in, God will heal. So this is knocking some of them out of the way. But it doesn't have to. My thing is, whatever works, I want people to do it. For some people, they believe in allopathic medicine, Western medicine. I said, go for it, because they believe in it and it will work for them. Some people believe in holistic medicine, and I tell them, go for it, because it will work for them. And then there's some people who believe in the combination of both. And I said, go for it. I'm not a person who's going to tell people not to do something if that's what they believe in. So I think there's room for everything. There's room for complementary medicine, which is holistic medicine, which I practice 100%. There's room for allopathic medicine, which means going to Western doctors in the hospitals. And there's room for the combination. There's room for faith healing for people who believe in that. There's room for Reiki. There's room for all of it. And I think if we look at that and say, okay, we can use all of it, then, you know, the planet will begin to really, really heal on a larger level, because the wonderful thing is that people now are stepping outside of the box. Reiki is stepping outside of the box, calling me to talk to me as a life coach or as a Reiki master or to take my classes is stepping outside of the box. But people are seeing that these things work. And for me, the proof is in the pudding. If it works for you, why not try it? Why not continue it? If it doesn't work, leave it alone. But I've had people come to me when nothing else has worked. They've gone to doctors, and they have not gotten the results that they wanted. And then they would come to me. And I would tell them straight up, because I'm a therapist too, I counsel people, and I tell them everything for me has an energy cause. It's not just that physical ailment. There's something else that's going on that caused the problem. So let's do the total approach. It's, for me, spirit first, then mind, then body. And when people don't want to do that, then I'm okay with it. I'm saying, okay, you know, but I, like Dr. Yusua said, it's to be committed to your healing. So it's an integrated approach. Be committed to it, and you would, whatever you put into it, you would get the results, depending upon how much you put into it. So I believe that everyone in the listening audience, I would encourage you to look into information about Reiki and to read up on it, and then if you're interested, check out a Reiki master in your area, or feel free to call me. My number is 770-808-8051. Again, the number is 770-808-8051. And Reiki masters, as I said before, can be in a completely different state and send healing energy to you. So you don't have to have a Reiki master in your hometown. Because that's the beauty of Reiki. You don't have to be where some other modalities. You have to be right there. You have to be, the person has to be in front of you. With Reiki, that doesn't have to happen. For anyone else who wants to join us, the number is 1-818-572-8023, and you press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023, and you press 1. And Fern raised some very important points, and after I finish this, I'm going to go into the group meditation. And I want people to also understand, too, with Reiki, as I said before, it's wonderful. And you will have your honeymoon period, but then if you see things happening in your life after a Reiki session, don't become afraid. It's like detoxing. When people have had a really bad diet most of their lives and they go to a detoxing specialist, they feel awful. And they're like, oh, my God, I feel worse. You know, I'm cleaning out my system, and I feel worse. I shouldn't feel like this. I said, but you've been eating pig's feet for 25 years. You've been eating hog maws for 20 years, ham hocks and all that stuff. Of course you're going to feel bad because your system is detoxing. It's getting all that stuff. You've been eating, you know, candy or whatever it is, and your system is like it's in crisis. So it's going to feel uncomfortable because you're going through what they call a healing crisis when you detox physically. And Reiki is the same thing. It's like a spiritual detox. So you'll feel good for a moment, and then in order for you to really get to the place of bliss and utopia, you have to get rid of the gunk that's blocked you in the first place. So if you come and you have an ache in your body, and I can feel that through going over your energetic body. I can feel it in my hands. I scan the body with my hands. Like I said, you're fully clothed, but I would just have my hands not touching the body, but going over your auric field, and I can feel it in my hands. And so what Reiki is doing is just pulling it out. Whatever is a blockage, it's pulling it out of the body because your hands are the magnet, and they're pulling that energy, that stagnant energy, out of the body. So that God's energy can then come into the body after it's pulled out all that stagnant energy. So then God's energy can flow in your body and do the healing. But it can't do the healing until it's pulled out. So if it's an emotional healing that you need, it's going to come up. It's going to be right there for you to look at. The relationship is going to look crazy. It's going to fall apart. And then but God doesn't make a decision for you. The energy is saying, okay, this is what was blocking you. And if you hold on to it, like I said before, it's going to cause trauma, karma, drama. And God doesn't make a decision. He says, okay, this is what's causing you the pain. What do you want to do about it? And then the person might say, I want to release it. then your life will flow, and a Reiki energy will come in and bring you something different. Or the person might say, I want to keep him in my life, or I want to keep her in my life. And then things will just be blocked. Things will be blocked because the thing that you want to have happen cannot come to you directly if you're in a close relationship with this person or this situation. I've seen people who have wanted Reiki in their lives, and they've experienced some really painful situations until they release the people in their lives. And I pointed out to them, I said, you know this person is blocking your energy. And that's why this is coming up. And in both cases, there were two women, and one was, they were both engaged to these two different guys. And one left the guy, and the other one married the guy, and things got worse for her, the one who married the guy. So, but God isn't making judgments. God is just saying, okay, this is a blockage. What do you want to do? There's no good or bad, right or wrong. It just means consequences. If something is not for your highest good, Reiki would bring it to your awareness. You'll feel the pain in your body, and Reiki is saying, okay, I'm showing you this is where the pain is, and we're going to pull it out of your body. But then if you eat this food again, you're going to have the pain again. So Reiki brings to your awareness. It intensifies the area so it can be so uncomfortable, because sometimes people are not in touch with it. And sometimes people may not know where it's not their best and their highest. So what Reiki energy does is it just says, okay, Sue is not familiar with this energy. It needs to be really, really, really intensified so Sue can really, really see what's blocking her, or that John can really see what's blocking him. And so when it becomes intensified and we cry about it and feel uncomfortable and it gets to be very painful, then we can make a decision to let it go or to hold on to it, and God doesn't judge. And then people start saying, God, why did you do this to me? I said, God didn't do that to you. You were given all the warning signs. You were shown that this was not your best and your highest. And it became intensified. The Creator was showing you, because the more you get Reiki, it gets intensified, because Reiki is bringing your best up for you to see. So if you keep getting Reiki energy, it just keeps intensifying it until you let it go. And I've told some people in the past, I've told some two women who wanted to hang on to situations, I said, I don't feel comfortable in treating you, because I see that you're holding on to something that's causing you pain. And I don't feel comfortable in doing this. So I will tell clients when I see things, you know, I don't feel comfortable, because I know that God is bringing to you your best and your highest, and you're blocking it. And you are unintentionally hurting yourself. And I can't be a bystander and watch you hurt yourself, because I care too much as a practitioner for you. So I can't participate as a codependent in your self-sabotage. I just can't do it. So then they have to take responsibility for their lives and no longer blame people, because you're now aware. The Reiki treatment and my talking with the person has made the person aware of where the blockages are and how those blockages can be removed. And so it's no judgment. And I'm so okay with people choosing to remain where they are. There's no judgment, because it's their life and their path. But they are now aware that they prayed for a healing, and God gave them that opportunity. If they come to me or go to any Reiki practitioner, God gave them that opportunity, and they chose otherwise. So they can no longer blame external circumstances, because they now have an awareness. So that's what Reiki is. It's so powerful. It doesn't judge. It's like a spiritual psychotherapy session. It's a spiritual healing session, a spiritual financial session. It works on your finances, your health, your mental abilities, your emotional bodies, your etheric bodies. It's just God working on you all the way through, without saying, you know, using judgmental religious terms like you've sinned. None of that comes into play. It's just God saying, you are my child, and I'm working with you. I have no judgment. And that's what's beautiful about it. There are no judgmental words used. It's just you with your private session with the Reiki practitioner and your God for a session. And then training is your session when God's just putting more powerful energy into your auric field and into your energetic body. No judgment. And it's so powerful. I just wish that everyone on the planet could experience it or have attunements, because their lives would never be the same. And I wish that we as a group of people in this country in particular, because in Europe, people love Reiki. And in California, too. There's certain sections in this country where people really, really appreciate and understand the value of it. And that's happening more so in Georgia as well. But I just wish the people who need it the most are the ones who don't seem to either understand it or who are not aware of it or who don't value it. And they tend to value other things more, material things that are not going to give them the peace and the happiness and the joy that Dr. Yusui talked about. Those things are temporary. But the things that you can get through an energetic healing with Reiki, that's permanent. And it's with you for the rest of your life. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. You know, because you're getting it straight from the CEO of the universe. What better source can you have? There's no comparison to it. So I would, again, encourage everyone to find out more about it, R-E-I-K-I, Reiki. Go online, find out about it, do your own research, and feel free to give me a call at 770-808-8051 to talk with me, to have a long-distance session if you're not in Georgia, or a private session if you're in Georgia, or if you want to be trained as a Reiki practitioner or Reiki master, you can call me to get more information about my classes. And at this point, what I wanted to do is do a group healing. Did you have any other questions for me before I do the group healing?
No, that was it, really. I just, again, wanted to let people know that to definitely give it a shot. I know it's different for the people who have never heard of Reiki, but just go and do your research. Like you said, the information is out there, and I'm sure you can pull up some of the videos possibly of, you know, people doing Reiki, and it's definitely worth it to give it a shot, especially if you have a lot of things going on. And like I said before, if you're stressed out or feel spiritually depleted or lethargic, it's definitely worth it. That's just all I wanted to say to your listeners. No.
Yeah. I really appreciate your sharing that information from a person who has Reiki 1 attunement and from a person who has experienced it. And there, as Fern has said, there are videos out there on YouTube and a lot of clinical information out there on it. And the National Institutes for Health, which is one of the departments at the federal government now, is has information about it. And like I said, it's in the hospitals. So there are different places where you can go to find out more information. So now at this time, I would like for people who feel comfortable in doing group meditation to participate. If you do not feel comfortable, you can then choose to not participate, and that is fine. Okay, close your eyes. Breathe in. Exhale through your mouth. 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 See, I'm just now doing Reiki symbols. Chakra, chakra, chakra. Say a key, say a key, say a key. Hansha Dashonin. Hanshazashonin, Hanshazashonin, Dakumio, Dakumio, Dakumio. Okay. Feel the energy pulling up from the floor. Your feet are flat. Feel the Reiki energy moving up your feet. slowly up the legs. Feel the energy moving up your thigh. In the stomach area. Now the energy is in the heart area. You feel it swirling around the heart, and you feel it, and you can also experience it as light. It's a beautiful golden light circling around your heart. And now it's going up your throat. And you feel it circling around your throat area. It's going down your arms. And you're feeling a warm, reiki, tingling sensation as it's released down your arms through your fingers. And you're feeling it come back up your fingers. It's coming up your arms. It's coming up through your throat, circling your throat, around your mouth. And it's going up through your third eye. And you can feel it feeling like it's a light, but you feel a cold sensation like water or breeze, a cool breeze going through your brain. And you feel it circulating around your brain. And now you feel the energy going up through the crown of your head. It's going up through your ceiling, through the ceiling of the building that you're in. And you feel this light energy, and it's shooting up through the clouds and through the sky, shooting up through the trees, up into the sky. And then you feel the energy from the universe, from God, from Allah, from Jehovah, meeting that energy. And it's coming down. You're pulling now the energy from God, and it's coming down through your crown, rotating around your third eye, circling around your brain. It's Reiki energy, and it's coming down your body. It's coming down your arms. You feel it, it's just flowing out through your hands. And now it's circulating around your heart. Circulating around your heart. So any pain in your heart is released. Emotional pain, physical pain, mental pain is released. And every part of your body that this Reiki energy is going through is affecting every part of your body, and is releasing and pulling out any blockages. Now it's moving down to your stomach area. And all the energy is being poured out of the stomach area. If you've had stomach problems, they're now being released. If you had indigestion problems, they're now being released. If you had menstrual cramps, they're now being released. any discomfort in that area. Irritable bowel syndrome, anything is now being released. Now it's in the groin area. Any discomfort, prostate problems for men or any cervical problems for women or anything, we're now sending the Reiki energy to that area of your body, to the genitals, and to the reproductive area. The light, the chi, the ki energy, the Reiki energy is now circulating in that part of your body. And God's light and healing energy is flowing through that part of the body. It's being healed. It's being healed. It's now moving down your thigh area and in the hip area. Any discomfort in your hips, on your right hip, the area is being circulated with Reiki energy. Reiki energy is flowing effortlessly in the right hip area. And now it's moving over to the left hip area. And you're feeling that energy flowing down the right thigh, down the left thigh. Any pain in the back area, sciatica, now the Reiki energy is going to the back to work on the sciatica, to release any pain. And it's going up the back. Any pain in the spine is being released. It's being released. It's being released. Any pain in the shoulder area is being released. It's being released. Any pain in the upper back area is being released. It's being released. Mid-back area is being released. It's being released. It's being released. Lower back area is being released. It's being released. It's being released. The whole back now feels wonderful and tingly. The whole front area, we're going now to the breast. Any concerns with the breast area? The right breast, we're circling it with Reiki energy, and all pain is being released. In the left breast area, we're asking the Reiki energy to work on that breast as well, to release all pain from that area. Any pain in the throat area, we're asking it to be released. Any pain in the arms is being released now. It's being released now. In the right arm, it's being released now. It's being released now. In the left arm, it's being released now. It's being released now. And now it's going down to the knees and the knee problems. The pain is being released now. It's being released now. The right knee, we're circling it. In the left knee, we're circling it. And now it's going all the way down the front legs, the front of the right leg, the front of the left leg. All pain, Reiki energy now is releasing all the pain. We're releasing all memories of pain. And now it's in the foot area. Any problems with the right foot and any of the toes, we're asking the Reiki energy to release it now. Any energy blockages in the left foot, we're asking it to be released now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Most High. We open our channels to further healings from this point on. We give you praise and we thank you. So we've come to the end of the meditation. If you would like to call me and talk with me personally, the number is 770-808-8051. Continue to have your blessed evening and have a blessed week. Next week we will talk about the celebration of Dr. King. And thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week.
From my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as a